Hello, I'm Bridget Cook and welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich Talking Newspaper. This is edition number 2312, recorded on Thursday the 20th of February 2025. James McGarry joins me and together we will bring you local news, letters from the evening news and our first feature, the local history spot, which this month tells us about the Norwich boot and shoe industry. The next part of Chatterbox will continue with more news stories, information desk and a second feature, which is a tribute to the last of the Norwich shoemakers. We are delighted to welcome new listener Kelvin Wright of Norwich. We do hope you enjoy listening to our recordings. So let's begin with our first batch of news stories. City residents make a plea to fix their nightmare street. A mental health hub celebrates 3 years of service and a crop scientist becomes the new director of the Norwich Research Centre.
City folk, fed up with living on a road so uneven it has been dubbed a roller coaster, are calling on the council to have it fixed. Peter Hudson, who has lived on South Hill Road in Thorpe St Andrew for 42 years, called it horrendous and a nightmare to drive along. The issue has even been raised in multiple local council meetings, with some wanting it to be completely resurfaced. Peter said, "It's quite horrendous. There's so many dips and it's very bumpy, making it a nightmare to drive along. It's like a roller coaster at times. I've seen lots of drivers swerving to either the raised ironworks or the drains which have dipped into the road. I think it needs to be properly redone because patchwork along here isn't going to solve the issue long term, as it will only last 5 minutes. County councillors for Thorpe St Andrew, Ian Mackey, said, "The condition of South Hill Road has been repeatedly raised at my councillor advice surgery. Residents are rightly concerned about the situation, with the undulation of the road being unacceptable. However, we now need to see works underway."
Motorists reported being snapped by the camera near the junction of Mile Cross Lane and Harmer Road, despite driving well under the 40 mile per hour limit, leading to many to wonder if they had missed a memo about a new 20 mile per hour zone. One baffled local took to Facebook to spread the word. "Watch out, folks, the speed camera near the Esso on Mile Cross has turned into a disco ball." Several commentators said they had reported the issue to the police and encouraged others to do the same. Speed cameras are managed by Norfolk Constabulary, who were approached for comment. It is understood the camera has now been repaired.
A mental health support hub has celebrated its third birthday. Norfolk and Waveney Mines Drop-In Centre, REST, Norwich, marked the milestone with dozens of people attending the event. Service users, staff and representatives from partner organisations gathered to celebrate the positive impact the hub has had on the community. Two women shared their personal stories of how the hub has helped them. Alice, a service user, said, "REST has been a long journey of many emotions for me. Around the time I was first attending, I was very quiet. I had not been long diagnosed as autistic after feeling like I didn't fit anywhere for my life prior to that. So I didn't know how I truly felt. I just wanted to say a massive thank you to all the staff, those who once worked here and all those who still work here. They have all supported me somehow throughout my well-being journey. I recommend REST to anyone who is struggling, as it's a wonderful place. I found amazing friends here, and I can truly call REST my safe space." Kate Frost, service manager at REST, said, "That's the impact that the hub has had on people. It has come so far in 3 years, and what makes it really impressive are the staff, team, people who access it, and the community that we have here. I'm unbelievably proud of the service and everyone within it, and it would be completely impossible without the staff team. The event was held at Rest's Cafe, which has recently been refurbished.
9 young dancers from Norwich have qualified for the Dance World Cup finals. The squad from Avian Dance School will represent England in the competition in Spain this July. The Dance World Cup is an elite competition with intense qualification rounds. Some categories saw up to 90 entries, with only the top 5 securing a place for England. The Avian England squad comprises Neve Bugdale, Bethany Hamling, Rosie Jones, Miriam Blair, Kia Quinn, Lucy May Bars-Needham, Lily Owen, Lottie Johnston and Kidda Green. Lily and Rosie were the first Avian dancers to qualify, placing 3rd in their category with their street commercial duet. The 9-strong group later learned that their street commercial routine had also qualified for the finals. This monumental experience comes at a significant cost to the dancers and their families, as each dancer must fund their journey themselves. To support these inspiring young athletes, Avian Dance School will be hosting multiple fundraising initiatives over the coming months and are actively seeking sponsorships from local businesses and the community.
An outstanding world-renowned crop scientist has been selected to head one of Norfolk's most prestigious research foundations. Following the international search, Professor Cristobal Huey has been appointed as the next director of the John Innes Centre, JIC, based on the Norwich Research Park. Professor Huey, a group leader at the JIC, is known for his breakthroughs in wheat research, which have identified important genes for improved yield quality and disease resistance. The geneticist will take up the director's role in September, succeeding Professor Graham Moore, who will retire in August. It comes as the JIC continues to develop its ambitious joint scientific vision with the neighbouring Sainsbury laboratory named Healthy Plants, Healthy People, Healthy Planet, HP3. Professor Huey said, "I am delighted and deeply honoured to take on the directorship of the John Innes Centre at such exciting times as we progress our vision for healthy plants, healthy people, healthy planet." Sir Thomas Hughes Hallett, chairman of the JIC's governing council, said, "Cristobal is an outstanding scientist who will be an exceptional director for the John Innes Centre. His ability to blend world-class fundamental science with the delivery of global impact will further enhance our international reputation for excellence and collaboration. I would also like to take this opportunity to thank Professor Graham Moore, whose career as group leader and then as director has developed and strengthened the Institute's position in plant and microbial science and has been instrumental in developing our future plans."